Pritesh from Tea and Toast. Now, normally I would just start a podcast and speak for a bit without actually giving any thought to anything at all, but still have a vagueness of something about design or something that I'd like to speak about. But it seems like this time my plans have changed slightly, and I had a plan, that's the plan. And then all of a sudden, admittedly, I use a PC. I know not all designers do, but I'd suggest that everyone converts to an Apple computer in the near future, because I'm working up to getting one, and I just got the B-Sod, which is the blue screen of death. Not only that, but about 3-4 days ago, the partner was using the computer and said, "I didn't want to tell you, but I've just got a blue screen of death." And I didn't really want to take that seriously. But now that I've experienced it, I am taking it seriously, and I'm going to back up all my stuff. So I think the plan of, or having a plan for a podcast, went straight out the window, because luckily none of my work was lost, but my notes for this podcast were. And I guess that's enough to talk about, really, is to say, make sure that no matter what, you back up the things that are on your computer. Go out there and buy an external hard drive and back it up, because I've used the restore options in the past, and they're useful sometimes, but usually in a worst case scenario they're not. So if you've got any files or programs and things like that and you want to keep them, it's best to keep them in a safe place, and one that's not on your computer, backed up somewhere. Anyway, so I've spent about 2 minutes on a little rant there. It's quite shocking. Now, if I could try to remember what I was going to say originally in the podcast, was something along the lines of brand. I've got less than 3 minutes left, so I'm going to talk about brand for a little bit now. Now, about branding, I'm on Twitter. I'm at Tea and Toast, and somebody was having a conversation with me, and I sort of just said to them, well, branding's quite simple in some ways. If you know who your target audience is, and you know what they want, and that your service, how your service fits in with them, then all you need to do is figure out a list of colours and icons and things like that that would help you clarify that in some way. And then by doing that, the hope would be that you can develop your ideas into a few colors and have an idea of a few visual images of what it is that you do, or how you deliver the product or service. It's what or how you do it. And if you can get the answers from your target market to say this is what and how they would use it, then you would be able to put that into a visual format somehow. I guess from that point, it's just a case of developing and refining some of the ideas, so we only have a couple of them. So other than that, it's quite straightforward. I know I'm saying it's straightforward, and in reality it's not, but I think to say that and to put that out there to say this is how a designer would do it and this is what we'd be trying to get from you, then at least you've got an idea of how brand has a beginning, and eventually with the designer's help anyway, the logo and the branding and the colouring would have an end product, and you'd be able to recycle that and use that every time. So yeah, the key lessons for today are about branding. In a nutshell, try and visualize the product and how and what is going to happen with what you do and how you do it. And if anything, and you can't do that, call a designer, and whilst you're doing that, back up your work, because it's deadly losing all your work, and I'm quite lucky today. So thank you for listening, and if you need anything again, contact me at Tea and Toast, or Prit, P-R-I-T, at teaandtoast.org.uk.